We're visiting with Northern Heights football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a 42-0 loss at Central Heights last week. And I saw one tweet where the halftime score was 21-0. And I know it, with it being a three-score game, but did you feel like it didn't get out of hand as early as what it's done in the past?
No, it was a much better game last week than it has been in previous weeks. The film shows it. Previously, I don't think we were barely breaking over 100 plays in a game on film. And last game, we had 141 plays. So we kept their varsity on the field the whole game, which is a step in the right direction, and played pretty tough. Our quarterback got hurt in the end of the third quarter, and we had another freshman kid in, and we put him in that safety, and they got two quick scores to make it 42-0. But we played much better than the week before, definitely. So I feel like it was a step in the right direction. The scoreboard didn't go the way you wanted it to go, but we had a few defensive stops and had some drives going, and we'd either get penalized and move back and have things go wrong, and we weren't able to convert and get one in the end zone. And first quarter, it was 6-0, and we were down to the 15-yard line and got a 10-yard penalty and got moved back. I think if we could have scored there, it gave our kids some confidence on offense and changed the whole dynamics of the game. But you didn't, so you move on and focus on this week.
So how do you feel like the guys have gotten ready for this week with a long road trip ahead to Northeast Arma, who's also winless on the season?
Well, I think it gains them some confidence for them to think they're going to play somebody that they can compete with. And I truly believe that my greatest fear, and I've tried not to, that's been the focus all week, is not to take somebody lightly that you think you have a chance with. Otherwise, things can go pretty bad. I've played in some games that you think you're just going to go in and win, and turns out you're wrong because you didn't focus all week and prepare. So that's been our focus all week, is to not overlook somebody. We're not a team that needs to overlook somebody. So I think our focus has been pretty good all week. We've put in four or five plays that I think will work really good against them on offense. And if we show up, it should be a pretty good game. And we hope to come out with the win. But if we make a game out of it, that's a step in the right direction also. So
we're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, going to Northeast Arma. As I mentioned, they're 0-6 on the season. You know, what stands out about them on film, and knowing you have some tricks up your guys' sleeve to get them off balance, and hopefully you guys can take advantage?
Yeah, number one is really fast. If he gets out in open space, he is gone. We're not very fast. And then number 70 is their best offensive lineman and defensive lineman, and they run the ball to his side, so it's kind of nice to know when he lines up on the left side of the line, they're going to run to the left. Mm-hmm. At least on film, that's what they've done in previous weeks. So I don't know. We've picked out what I think some of their weaknesses are. But they're a tough team. They played the whole year with 15, 16 kids.
Wow.
And they keep hammering along. So we can't take them lightly tonight.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight against Northeast Arma, and safe travels, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yep, thank you, Dylan. See ya.
That is Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.